we had an open house today. So I said over a Dvar Torah. I can't say it's Mukhruch, but it's not my pshat. It's basically the Nesivas HaMusar, which is the Alter Sabaka's son, with Niftar on 1920. He says as follows. It says that when that Esav, that Yaakov, Yitzhak loved Esav Kisayin Befiv. That's the pasuk. So Rashi says, because Esav used to ask Yitzchak, how do you give truma and ma'aser from salt? So he used to trick Yitzchak. Very schwer. Yitzchak is, you know, as a Navi. Yitzchak is one of the shifter, the others. Esav is doing avodah zarah, shvichas damim, gidei arayos. You know, Yitzchak doesn't see anything. What he sees is Esav asks him, how do you give ma'aser from salt? And he falls for it. No, so he says as follows. There's a beautiful, beautiful pshat. He says that Yitzchak understood that his mission in life is to raise Esav and Yitzchak, make them B'nai Torah. This Esav is a very difficult child. He's a child off the derech, so to speak. How do you make out of a child off the derech? The only way is you have to love him. But how can you love such a kid? The kid's doing avodah zarah, gidei arayos, shvichas damim. You can't love such a kid. So the only way to love him is to let yourself be fooled that he's a tzaddik. So Yitzchak b'kavana allowed himself to be fooled so that he could love Esav, because he knew that if the only chance that he had of being mashpia on Esav is if he loved him. So it's not that Esav tricked Yitzchak, almost like Yitzchak tricked Esav. You know, it wasn't fake love, it was real love, but it was done because he knew that's the only chance he had to mashpia on Esav. So what can he do? He got to let himself be fooled. There's no other choice. If he'll be observant and he'll see the truth that he'll hate Esav, then there's no chance to be makariv Esav. Isn't that beautiful, Vart?
Who said it?
Sefer called Nesivas HaMusar. I think that's what it's called, which is a Nesivas HaMusar. Yes, it's right here. It was the Alter had a Salboka, had a son who was supposed to take over for him. And then when he came to Chevron, he was Nifter. Here in Sukkot, in Chevron. All the guys have stories. Well, the
Alter Moshe Finkel? It was Moshe Finkel, right?
It was. I have to say, his name is Rev Avram Shmuel Finkel. But it was one of his younger sons. Yeah, he was supposed to be like the Alter's Yoresh. In Chevron. He came to Chevron. So that was obviously in the 20s sometimes, because the Alter was Nifter in the 20s, 27, I think. So this was before he was Nifter.
Right.
So I don't know when exactly. But he says his piece, his pshat. And maybe I elaborate a little bit more, but the basic idea, he says, that Yitzchak allowed him, wanted to love Yosef so he could be mashpia on him. Okay, anyway.
In the Chedushah, I thought Rabbi has a shmuz from the Rashiv in the Chedushah Alev that talks about sinas rishayim, is that you hate their actions, you don't hate their core. So I thought that the simple way to be makariv a son or a Talmud who's off the derech, so to speak, is that you love them, not that you don't recognize who they are, but you love them anyway because the Talmud Aleichem and so on.
Yeah, but I could hear his point is that a mice, if you hate everything I do, it's very, you know, for Mitzad Esav, Esav sees, okay, you love my core, but you hate who I am. you hate what I do. You hate everything about me. So it's very hard to think that Esav is going to be pulled by that. You know, there is,
how can the Bala Gada say Rasha Mahu Omer? You know?
Why?
I mean, why are we, you know, why don't we fool ourselves at the Seder that one of the four sons is really a tzaddik and turn the Kara son?
All right, I'll leave that for the rabbis. I don't know. I hear. Okay, maybe that's the father. Okay, I hear. Akasha. But that's what he says. I think it's a beautiful voice for education.
It is beautiful.
Right. You have to go ahead. You have to go ahead, and sometimes you can't see the rishas. You gotta miss it. You gotta play, either play dumb or be, make yourself dumb. Okay, all right, let's learn here. Now. Okay.
How does tie into the open house?
What?
How did it tie into the open house?
Oh, I was talking about how the yeshivas, that's part of the yeshiva's educational philosophy. You have to love the students. That's good. Parents love to hear that. I don't know if
it's true. Someone has to love them. Yeah.
That sounds good. Okay.
Tell the parents even their kids are, we're going to ignore it? Or
what?
Tell the parents even the kids are showing, we're going to ignore it?
No, we're not going to see it. Not going to ignore it. We're not going to notice it. Because we... You know, it's the same thing as Rashiva is lying with, you know, Rashiva, this is, you know, one of his favorite words, that this mother goes to West Point for her son's graduation, and she says, look at that, everybody's out of step except for my son, Murphy. Right? If you love someone, you don't see their chesroinus. So you're saying, it's a cause, it's an effect, it's a circular. So you don't see, so you can love them, and once you love them, you also don't see. Okay, anyway, let's learn a little Baba Kama. But that's his. I don't think it's mokroch. It's probably not even pashup pshat, but it's still, it's a beautiful pshat. Okay, we're up to it. We're starting with on the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph about Bor. So I really want to get up to Avnos Akino myself. That's what I like to get into. But we'll go through the Gemara till we get there. Lisa Gemara Rashi. So the Gemara says, and I told her the rego kirego. Kik, I'm going to wrap up. I told her the board. This is like seven lines in the bottom of the page. So Rapapo says, told her, say, I'm lavki, I said, man. So you have to say, he's going on, told her the board. Told the boar meinen. What's the case of told the boar? Ilema of tes of yud, but told the tes. If you're gonna say that of is yud and told is tes, why would you say such a thing? So Rashi says, because yud is dark of the hamas, and even the Gemara and the Havamina knows that. Otherwise, why in the world is there a difference between yud and tes? So since Yud is dark on the Hamas, so therefore it's the of. Toda tet.
Also, meaning, and also since the Pasuk is talking about a case where it was nameless, right?
Okay, Rashi didn't say that. I can't say for sure, because that the Gemara only says later. You know, Pashtus, that's true, but I don't know if I can swear by that. I can't say for sure. Rashi only says, of asara bor amagud fachim hainu of the bekach dark of the hamas. He doesn't say in the pasuk talking about misa, but pashtus, you're right. That's why. What else is it? Otherwise, why else is it being of?
Okay. Because it has all the kochos that are shaykh to a bor. It's like this bor has is a kolbo. I'm not saying, you know.
Okay, maybe.
Isn't that, I thought that's the more pashtus. I'm saying this bor does everything.
Part of a mace yellow. Okay, maybe. That's why I said I didn't want to, whatever I say, someone's going to disagree. So I don't know. Right? Either it's because it says Rashi's already working with Ames Yellow, or that even without that, somehow or another, the fact that it's Chaya for Misa, so it makes it an up. Okay. So the Gemara says, Kasha, hello, test TV, hello, Yuk TV. So therefore, they're both should be up because there's no, there's nothing in the pasuk. The Gemara says, "Hold on, Kasha. Ames yellow, Amar Achmana." The pasuk says, "Ames yellow." The Kim later Rabbanan Yud Avdi Misa Tes Hazikin Avdi Misa Lo Avdi. Right. So it is Mashma that before they weren't working with that. So I do hear what Aaron Hirschberg is saying, that it sounds like that before they weren't working with this svara of Ames yellow. Otherwise, it's just a repeat of the same svara. In other words, the question is, according to the first shot, the simple way we were saying it before, it's just the Gemara is speaking out what they held originally, which is a little bit daichik, but you do find that sometimes, that the Gemara asked Akasha, lo test TV, lo yuk TV, and now they explain what they meant. in the first step. But that's a little daichik, definitely a little daichik. So Aaron wants to say that the Gemara in the original was saying stam because it's something about if you have for mitzah, you're in awe because you're a bigger mazik. And now they're putting in that now they're bringing in the meis yelo amrachmana. Kim later abadan yud avdem mitzah. That's the zikin avdem mitzah. Now that second line, according to Rashi, the Gemara always knew. You know, there is a Gemara always knew the chayra. So that, okay, we can't help that. The Gemara is repeating something that they knew already. What, I'm sorry?
What's the svara that just because Yud does Misa, therefore it should be the Av, meaning without the Pasuk? The only thing that we know about Avos and Toldos are if they're written in the Torah, right?
Right. You're asking on the half, first step, like Aaron Hertzberg, or on the last, on this step?
No, the first step, like Aaron Hertzberg. Half mean?
I don't know. I'm not sure. That's why I'm not sure.
Why isn't there like a svara that the boar that has all the kochos of a boar naturally is svara to be the opposite because it has everything a boar can do with this one? Mashenka the boar test doesn't have all the kochos of a boar. It's a boar that has more than one.
I would go weiter. If you like his svara, fine. If you don't like it, also fine. But the Gemara didn't like his svara. Because the Gemara gubet asked on it. So if you learn like Aaron, then he has
the svara.
So then the Gemara clearly dismisses it.
Yeah.
Gemara says, because then the Gemara comes up with a new svara. So
is the bar yud chayav in a zikin?
If Bar Yud is Chayav and Ezekin, yes, for sure. So either we have his bar, which the Gemara Lamaisa dismisses, so I don't think we should spend time on it, or we say the other thing that the Gemara is just speaking out later what they meant in the Havamina. Okay, I don't. My gut feeling is one of those Havaminas, that doesn't pay to work spend time on. We only spend time on a Havamina if it's going to help us for the Maskana. I don't see the Havamina helping us with a Maskana here. So I'm going to go by it. So the Mara says, hold on, Kasha. Amazing, Yadav Rachmana. The Kimle Yerbonan, Yud Avide Misa, Tat Nizikin Avdi, Misa Lo Avide. Misa, Tat Nizikin Avdi, Misa Lo Avide. Tat Nizikin, it only does Nizikin, and it doesn't do Misa. It doesn't do Misa. Kim lay drabbanim. I don't know if that means it never does misa or it usually doesn't do misa. I don't know.
Isn't that maybe machlokas and Rashi is like two lashonos?
Okay, we'll see. That's why I said I don't know what that means. The Gemara says soif sof zeh of the misa zeh of the nezika. Okay, so now we have to read Rashi. So the Gemara is saying that tes and yud are both ovids, zeh of the misa, zeh of the nezika. So the problem is, how do you get it to be an oven nezikin? Torah doesn't talk about nezikin. Torah's talking about misa, meis yelo. That's what the Gemara just said a minute ago. Right? That's going to be Rashi's problem. We just got finished saying Torah is talking about misa. So this is where Rashi is going to be bothered by. How do you get an oven nezikin when the Torah is talking about misa? Doesn't seem to be talking about Nezika. Okay, so let's see Rashi. Mitzah of the Nezika. The Novah Shor Bebor Tisha Meis Poster Bawa Bor. If it fell into a Bor Tisha and it died, the Bawa Bor is Potter. Bim Huzak Chayiv. But if it's Huzak, you're Chayiv. Ba'avu, and it's an Av. Why? From a diuka the kraw nafka, because we learn it out from a diuk. Midik says a meis yellow, says a meis yellow. The mashma borasara, because that means that's a borasara. The bar mikdo who chay the misa is a short. So that's when you're chayiv in the misa. A botzer meachay be misa lo mechayiv. Okay, now so we get a diuk from the pasuk. That if a fluke happens and the animal died in less than 10, you're not chayiv. So this is a very interesting Rashi. What it sounds like he's saying that you're allowed to make a diyak from a diyak, right? I think that's what he's saying. It's a very strange thing. Now there's a pasuk seems to say that if it's 10, you're chayiv amisa. So we can make a diyak. But on
the pasuk say 10, or don't the verse of the rabbanon say 10?
Amis yellow, which is a norm of 10, amisa, which is a norm of 10, it's like it wrote that 10 is me, that you're chayiv amisa. So that's what Rashi says. That you can also ask, how is it mashma? But Rashi says, amis yellow, the mashma, the bar, sorry, the bar, kamikdo chayiv amisa is a short. So there's a mashmos in the pasuk. The pasuk said, if there's 10, you're chayiv amisa. Then we make a diyuk. Mashma, less than 10, you're not chayiv amisa. Now, you would have asked me, the diyuk is less than 10, you're not chayiv amisa, and maybe you're not chayiv anezikin too. We have no idea. Mashma, less than 10, is different. Definitely not chayiv amisa. Could be it's even not even chayiv on anything. Because this sin is only by 10. Less than 10 is different.
Would the diyuk be to say that more than a second?
Rashi says the diyuk is less than 10 is not chayiv amisa. And then we can make a diyuk from the diyuk. Aha. So you it's as if you wrote in the Torah a pasuk that says less than 10 is not chayiv amisa, because that's what the diyuk says. So then I'll make a diyuk from the diyuk. Less than 10 is not chayiv amisa. Why do you only say less than 10 is not chayiv amisa? Why don't you say less than 10 is not chayiv on the zikin either? Must be less than 10 is chayiv on the zikin. So I'm making a diyuk from the diyuk, but the diyuk didn't say it. You're asking a question. Why did you say less than 10 is chayiv amisa? Why did you say less than 10 is chayiv on pa? Why did you say less than 10 is pater from misa? Why did you say a bigger chiddush? Less than 10 is pater from the zikin. Must be less than 10 is chayiv in Ezekiel. But I didn't really say less than 10 is pasur from Misa. That's only you made that inference.
Isn't the most pasur diyuk to say that more than 10 is pasur from Ezekiel?
That you can make a diyuk from a diyuk. Yeah, what? I'm sorry.
Isn't the most pasur diyuk to say that more than 10 you're pasur from Ezekiel even? Why? You have to assume more than 10 you're chayiv in Ezekiel. Why are you assuming that?
Okay, but that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, and that I hear, Rashi, that you can only make a diyuk less than 10, you're pater from Misa. You can't, the normal way of saying it would have been without Rashi is it's, the diyuk is 10, you're chayiv on Misa, and the Zikin, obviously.
Why, obviously?
In 10, for sure, you're chayiv on the Zikin. There's no Shaila. Yesh b'klal masayim mana. Pasuk says you're chayiv on Misa for 10, you're surely chayiv on the Zikin for 10. Right? That's no Shaila. So for 10, you're chayiv on everything, even Misa. The diyuk is less than 10, you're not chayiv on everything. How much are you chayiv? No way of knowing. For sure, you're pater on the biggest amount, which means Misa. Maybe you're also pater on the Zikin. You know, that since you can only medayik what you see beferish, so you're not getting raya from the pasuk that you're pater on the Zikin. So we would assume that with the medayik from the pasuk that you're pater on Misa, less than 10, the Nezikin, there's no diyuk. And therefore, you know, Misvara, we probably would say as a Toda, that since 10 is chayiv on Misa, so 9 is chayiv on Nezikin. That's what I would have said. But Rashi says that no, since the diyuk is less than 10, is pater from Misa, so we have a right to make a diyuk in the diyuk. Chob in Ezekiel, chayiv, because why do you only say you're pater from Misa? Why don't you say a bigger chiddush? Right? Okay, I don't know. You have to know your klal of shas, and I have no bekiyas in shas, and I assume
Baruch Hashem. Why can't Rashi's diyuk be that the pasuk? The pasuk only says the halacha about what happens with Misa in this reading, right? So Rashi says, there's such a thing as also being chayiv for Nezek Stam. So the fact that the pasuk leaves that part out and only says the Misa implies that it's just saying the halacha legabi the bor yud, but it's not saying the whole case.
It's not discussing the zikin. That's right. So you can make a diak from the pasuk less than 10 is pasuk from Isha, and we're not discussing. We don't know what's the story by the zikin. But how do you get that?
No, about the zikin you're chayv too. The fact that pasuk only talks about. Because the pasuk doesn't mean, because the fact that pasuk only mentions the halacha by misa implies that the Torah is only making a distinction between the two boros, the gabi the halacha misa. Because obviously your chayv hezek, and the Torah didn't say your chayv hezek by the bor yud, but obviously your chayv hezek. So why did the Torah say the halacha of misa teretz? Because it differentiating on that halacha, but not the other one.
I don't know. I don't think that does. Is that sound like what Rashi's saying? Rashi says, you make a diak. Rashi makes two diukim. Rashi says,
the
Masha Bora started mitzvah of mechayim misa shor. Ha, baser behachim misa no mechayim.
Because that's the specific halacha you're talking about. But in the other one, you're chayim.
Make a diuk. I know that's what I mean. That's what Rashi's saying, that we're making a diuk from the diuk. You said baser behachim misa no mechayim. So I can from that. That the nezikim is chayif.
Is there an issue making a diak from a diak? Is it against one of the calling shots? I've never
heard of such a thing, because pashup shot a diak, you make a diak because why? If the bigger chiddush is true, why don't you tell me the bigger chiddush? But when so that's only when you have a pasuk that's written. But when the whole thing is a diak, it's not written. So we don't know what it's written. In other words, what the pasuk says, if it's 10, you're chayiv hamisa. So you make a diak. Less than 10, you're not chayiv hamisa. Now, maybe you're also not chayiv on the zikin too. We don't know. But it's not like the Torah said less than, it's not like there's a pasuk that says less than 10, you're not chayiv hamisa. It's just a diak. So can you make a diak? Why don't you make a bigger diak? I didn't write the part, you know, the whole diak is, why don't you write a bigger chiddush? I didn't write any chiddush. I didn't write anything. You were medayik it. So you have a kasha on my diak, and you have a kasha on the diak that you made from my words. Why didn't I say something a bigger chiddush? If I would have said it spoken, you can ask a kasha, why didn't I speak out the bigger chiddush? But if I didn't speak, and you're just being medayik from my lashon, and you can only be medayik from my lashon so much. So why didn't I tell you? Why didn't I make a diak for more? I don't know. I didn't. So that's a raya that the opposite is true. It's a very and therefore it's like that's called behedja. You know that's a raya. We can prove from the Torah. We can prove from the Torah. It's like, in order to be an of, it has to be behedja. And it's not enough. It's not that logically says you're chayiv. It's not that misvara we say you're chayiv and Ezekiel attests, because then it would be a toda. If it was, the Torah doesn't say anything about the Ezekiel test. Logically, if yud, you're chayiv from Misa, so mistama and test, you're chayiv and Ezekiel. Then it would be a toda, because then it's using your logic. Anytime you're using your logic, it's a toda. So Rashi's whole word is not using your logic. It's as if the pasuk says it, because we can be medayik from the lashon and the Torah, because the Torah made a diak, and you make a diak is like you say it, and then we can make a diak from a diak. Okay, let's.
I'm not understanding.
Wait,
I'm not understanding first diak. The whole way we get 10 is the svara to say that 10 does Misa. So the pasuk doesn't say 10, so how is the first diak even really a diak if we're only getting 10 because that's...
You already know the truth, I don't know.
Couldn't that be the Torah's master is a bor?
Rashi says that. I'm taking the master of bor asara, the bar mikdah hun chayv and Misa short. So you're asking, you don't grant that first step in Rashi. Okay, I hear your question.
Or Gufa, that could be the point.
I don't know. That's a different question.
That could be the point of Rashi saying here, no?
You know, Mashmos comes from. But I like to take Rashi's word for it, because I don't know.
Rabbi, wanted to tell me.
I'll take his word for it. In other words, this is already the second thing. You can take Rashi's word for it. This is like an interesting hashkafa, that you can make a diak from a diak. It's an interesting hashkafa. How is mashma? Rashi says it's mashma. In the mashma.
How do we know that we're saying here that more than 10? Like Avram was saying. How do you know more than 10? It's because 10 kills, right? So yeah. The fact is, the Torah chose a lashon to tell me that more than 10, if you kill, you're chayiv. The alternative is, if less than 10 is not chayiv because of nezikin, is that more than 10 you're chayiv for everything and less than 10 you're chayiv for nothing. Why would it choose, first of all, why would it choose 10 as an arbitrary, because it can kill, and therefore you're chayiv for nezikin? That's a separate question.
That's not, that would not make it an of.
The Torah chose language to specifically say that the bor which kills, meaning a bor of 10, you're chayiv for me, instead of saying some other lashon which would teach me that a bor of 10 is chayiv, proves that for even less than 10, you're chayiv for nezikin.
Okay, but that's not what Rashi says. I'm sorry. I don't think that's what Rashi says. Rashi makes a two-step process. Rashi says, the mashma bor asar dvar kitu miktahu dechai misa shor. Ha, batra hachi misa lo mechai. We make diak number one. Ha, benazikim mischai. Okay, let me go further. I don't know. You want to? I think that Rashi's mashma, we're making a second diak. Let me go further. Lishnachmina. Vishakrina Saif Ze of the Misa Viza of the Nazikin. The Nafka claim he crawled bore Asarda Misa. Nafka they bore Tess and Nazikin. As the Pusik itself is talking about bore Tess and Nazikin. The Xivin of Shama Shoro Kamor. Mashra Bay Mays Ubain Huzak. Bawa Bor Yishalim. So the Pusik itself. The Nafal Shama Shora Chamor is talking about Bay Meis Ben Huzak. Ayin says Ameis Yelal. That's if Luyusur there's a Misa. But the basic Pasuk is talking about Nezikin and Misa. Umiyu Meis Ashur Amura Bamibor Tisha Potter Delo Mabas Abor Meis Deino Kadena Hamis Abo Hezekiah the Bor Tisha Bar Nezikin. So Rashi's second shot is very simple, is that the Etzem Pasuk is Mashma, it's talking about Nezikin too, by Nezikin also. Pasuk starts off Bain by Nezikin, Bain by Misa. So therefore, Tess is an of for Nezikin. Now, why does Rashi have to add this part? Umiyo, in Misa Shor, Amar Abba, Bore Tisha Potter. Why does Rashi say that? The Gemara said that before. Kimle Drabanan. Gemara already said that. Rashi didn't say that in the first lashon.
Yeah, but otherwise, the pasuk's mashma that it's dafka bor yud. No.
What?
You have to get rid of the mashmos of the pasuk being a bor yud.
In other words, I don't know. I didn't thought of.
Meaning, otherwise, if you leave that phrase, but Mesielo, just leave it in there, then that's Mash, the Pasuk talking about a Bor Yud specifically, no? So you have to get rid of that, Mashmos.
Wait, what I don't say. Why did Rashi say that Emiyu and Meis Ashur, Amra Barma Bor Tisha Pater? Why did Rashi have to say that? That Omapas Abor Meis. So that's a Svara. Okay, fine. But he didn't. Why didn't he say that in the first Lashon?
Well, let me just ask the question, right?
Rashi in the second lashon seems to be wanting to explain why Bor Yud is pater from Nezikin, from Misa. In the first lashon, he doesn't explain it. Otherwise, if he already explained it in the first lashon, he wouldn't have to say in the second lashon. So why in the second lashon does he feel obligated to explain this? And the first lashon, he doesn't explain this.
Right.
I think
it's because
on
the second shot, according to this reading, it's that the pasuk is talking about every single thing that falls into a bor, whether it's anything, no matter what. So then at that point, you'll ask, very nice, that we know the Rabbanan that it tests doesn't kill, but let's say it does kill. You should be chayiv for because anything that falls into a bor, you're chayiv for.
So that we know the abundance.
So we know for sure.
And according to the first lashon,
it's only talking about a case of Misa by 10. So you don't have to tell me that by 9, you're not chayav because we're only learning it out from Diukim.
In other words, according to the first lashon, the reason why if it's in Misa by 9, your potter is why?
Yeah.
Because the Torah only says v'hamesi lo, and we know that that's only talking about 10, so we say you're only chayav by a case of 10, but by a case of 9, we make a deal, so you're not chayav.
That in the first lashon, there is a diuk. The mashra bora sarah dvar miktu chayav Misa shor. In other words, so there's a gavaldik of machlaikas between the two shinas. I don't know whether there's any nafkamina, but there's a machlaikas. How do we know that if an animal dies in a boar test, you're butter? According to the first lashon of Rashi, it's we learn it out from a diak and the pasuk. The pasuk says, Hames yelo. Mashma Borasara. Again, a number of people ask what the mashmal is. I admit I do not know, but okay, but that's I'm taking Rashi's word for it. So it's Mashma Borasara, the Ramiktu Mechayim Misa Shor. You make a diik, Habasar Be'achi Be'misa La Mechayim. So there's a diik in the Pasuk. So Rashi says clearly that according to the first Lashon, if it's less than 10 and it dies, you're Potter because there's a diik. Rashi in the second Lashon doesn't have such a diik. Because Rashi in the second Lashon learns that the Pasuk is speaking even about Nezikin. So Rashi's bothered. This is Pashup Shai and Rashi. According to my first Lashon, that the Pasuk speaking only by Misa, that is a Diak, that for Nezikin, your Potter is very good, that poor Tess is Potter. But according to the second Lashon, that there's no Diak, so why is a poor Tess Potter on Misa? It says it's a Sara. Omer Rabbanan. Omer Rabbanan means there's no Mekor from the Torah. The Rabbanan say the Bor Tes Potter. They don't mach with a Bor Mace. Because the Rabbanan, with their Seichel, figure out lo mach with a Bor Mace.
Doesn't that mean there's a machlokas between the Lashonis whether or not a Bor Tes can kill the Paul? Meaning the second Lashon says never, and the first Lashon just says Lushchiach.
Yeah, that could be. In other words, because
the first Lashon has to...
According to the first Lashon, I mean, Lu Yitzur, the second Lashon is true, so then why would the Torah have to write a Pasuk? So at least, according to the first Lashon, Chazal on their own would not be able to know such a thing.
The first Lashon...
The first Lashon is like Lo Shchiach, no? Not that it can't kill, just not, the Torah's only... Right.
Maybe.
The first Lashon doesn't like the Pasuk of Menachem or Chamor as a deer.
The first Lashon holds that the Pasuk is talking only about Misa, not by anything else.
What about Benafol Shamash or Chamor?
Nafo, and they got killed. The Rashi is being a little bit sneaky. He's reading the beginning of the Pasuk without the end of the Pasuk. You know, the Nafo Shamash or Chamor, who said it's Masha, Bein Meis, Bein Huzik? You know, that's what he says, but that doesn't. The simple reading of the Pasuk is, since the Pasuk says Ames V'yelo, so the end of the Pasuk is Megalev Shah in the beginning of the Pasuk. Right.
Is Rebbe saying Midoraisa Mis Tes is Chayav Misa according to the second Lashon?
No. Amar Rabban means Rabbanan say, but not it doesn't say Midi Rabbanan. It's the Rabbanan are telling us, but the Rabbanan are telling us it's Midoraisa, but the Dindoraisa is based on Svara. In other words, it's not written in the Torah. It's the Rabbanan derived it from their own Svara. Since they derived it from their own Svara, so it's Amar Rabban. But it's a good Svara. Moshe Rabbeinu probably knew this Svara too. So when I would agree with Pashas with Arnold that according to the first Lashon, there is no Svara. Probably there's no Svara because there could be a flukus and the animal, the Maisa, fell into the boar and he died. And so yeah, it definitely seems to indicate that the boar did kill it.
And Rashi's Lashon Mashu that also Misa Lo Chaya, no?
That the 9 kill, but that meant the fun. You know, it's like a Musa Shmuz, it's Mukhruch. You had a healthy animal, he fell on the boar, and a second after he fell on the boar, he died. So, you see, the boar did kill it. Kasha Maisa. So, according to the first Lashon, the reason why you're potter, even though we might have a reason to assume that the boar really did kill it, because apparently this was a fluke, But the Maisa, your the Xeris HaKos of your Pater, there's a Dig in the Pasuk, your Pater. According to the second Lashon, it's a Svara, the Rabbanan say, obviously the boar didn't kill it. The guy, the animal got a heart attack or something else. Maybe he got a heart attack from fright. I don't know, but
yeah, COVID. The
boar directly did not kill it. And you're not Chayiv. You know, we know, Anan Sadi, the boar didn't kill it. Okay, let me just, I want to go for, but let me just ask you people, you know, they definitely say, many people say, a person's supposed to learn halacha l'maisa. So is there any nafkamina l'halacha between these two d'shainas?
If there's a potential other cause of death before the boar, no? That okay, you could, if you say the boar didn't...
Nafkamina halacha l'maisa, that's a nafkamina mitzias.
Now, the halacha will be different. If there was potential for something else to have killed it before, and then it fell on the boar test, and then it died. So if you say the boar's body didn't kill it, so then the first guy is going to be chayav because we know that the other thing must have killed it then, no?
I don't know. See that? Because whatever we say, it died. Whatever we say, normally when it falls on the boar, according to the second Lashon, we say it died from, we don't know what.
But if it had something that could have killed it there before they fell into the boar, so then, and then it died, and we know the boar can't have killed it, so then the only thing that could have killed it is the condition that it had previously. So if someone was high on that condition, no?
Okay, I hear. Okay, it's a little complicated.
The difference between the two Lashonos about what the understanding what the Lashon of Sof in the Gemara means?
No, it comes out the same way. And Tess is an of for...
The first part's the main part, which is that you're learning as far as the limit, the thing. So Sof is just the Metzius. According to the second law, Sof is good for the point. No?
Okay, I don't know. Okay, but I don't want to get off the topic. Anyone have enough Kamina?
Is there halakhic enough Kamina about learning something straight from a pasuk or learning a diuk of a pasuk?
No, I don't think so, except whether even a diuk is considered enough, that's what Rashi says.
Right.
Let me ask you a question. Rashi said it's a svara that an animal doesn't, Kim, the Rabbana know that an animal doesn't die by Tisha. Why not? Why does an animal not die by 9 and dies by 10?
Because there's not enough hevel to kill it with 9, or the chavata is not going to be sufficient.
Okay, let's work with chavata for argument's sake, or hevel. Okay, because there's not enough chavata. Why isn't there enough chavata?
Because there's not enough strength and impact of only 9 tefachim. Well, what's 9?
Now, let me ask you a question. Are all animals the same?
Nope. So, but I wouldn't say it's not the boar, it's just the topography.
So what would be, I mean, the chayra, a boar test has enough of an impact to cause hezek to a shuar. It doesn't have enough of an impact to cause hezek misa to a shuar. A boar yud has enough of an impact to kill a shuar. Now, what if we're not talking about a shuar? What if we're talking about a rabbit? What if we're talking about a cat, a mouse? I don't know. There's a smaller animal and an elephant. You know, there could be different size animals. But chayra, it should fluctuate with the animal.
You know, you have the sun in the shirim?
I'm not a scientist, but I'm sure I'm sure you have some scientists here.
Galileo proved that heavier objects don't fall faster. Galileo proved that heavier objects don't fall faster.
It's not a question of falling faster, but they might have a more skull. They might have better protections on their heads. They might be, they're a flimsy animal.
It's on the moon.
I'm not sure what the expensive package, head protection for a shark.
A shore does fall faster. That's only true without anything, any resistance.
An ant falls. They say that because the distance is the speed and the gabi that animal. I'm not sure if you're right.
It's not the correct science. The child is that the air. The child is without an atmosphere to slow it down. All objects fall equal. So on the moon, they talk about the same rate.
Right.
But when you have the atmosphere in the way, so a heavier object pushes through the air faster than a lighter object, which
not necessarily. It depends more on friction.
It doesn't matter because it doesn't matter how fast it's falling. You'd rather an ant fall on you than an elephant, even if they fall the same speed. So it doesn't matter how fast it falls. It falls harder, so it could break its neck easier, you know?
Well, the speed it maybe makes as far as a hot, bigger hot
tub. It's a harder impact.
Yeah, I'm just assuming.
The Pasuk says shor or chamor.
Right. I'm assuming that different animals should have different, either because their speed is different or more likely because their protection is different. Some animals are more fragile than others.
What about Hevel then?
Some animals can, you know, a chicken, its neck is very, they're very easy to get killed. I don't know. Some animals are very, some animals you can almost impossible to kill. Go try and kill a roach. They don't die, no matter what you do. Right? There's certain animals, they just don't die. And certain animals are very, they don't have mazel. So, right, isn't it? So
one second, maybe that responsibility is not on the balabora then. Maybe if another animal dies.
The chayra, it should be a nafkamina la'alacha.
Let you give the shiurin, if it didn't the shiurin?
According to the first lashon, the reason why you're potter unless yud from misa, really we're saying like Aaron Herzberg, I'm agreeing with you. See that? That really when the animal dies in test, we assume even by a shor, mistama the test it was a fluke, and mistama the animal the test killed it. Except as exeris akasim, even though the stomach of the animal killed it, the boar killed it, you're potter. If the guy's prize pussy cat fell, and it's a it's a $1 million pussy cat, and it's because it's an award winning cat, and a cat is much more fragile or whatever, and he fell and he died. There's exeris akasav that boar test your potter amisa. It's a pasik. So if there's a pasik, there's a pasik. But according to the second notion, logically, where there's no pasik. And it's only learned out, it's only because the Rabbanan say that boar test, the Eimbo Kedei Lahamis. So what if you had an animal which is Yeshbo Kedei Lahamis? Then it should be a completely different din.
Even according to the first lesson, Yud is not mentioned, it doesn't say Yud anywhere. There's no place in the Pasuk that says Yud. It says I'm ACLO. So even according to the first, it's not, but the
is talking about a shor chamor, and Rashi says that's as if it said yud, because by a shor chamor.
Or a shor chamor.
No, but so Rashi,
Rebbe would say that the shor chamor just happened to both be the same thing.
Yeah, because they're both big animals. They're both, it could be large animals. But there are, unless you tell me I'm wrong, I would just assume that not every animal is the same. His leg, it's definitely possible for a shore to break a leg in a boar test. So can't another animal, which is a little bit more frail, instead of breaking a leg, break a neck? Now, the shore chamor can't break his neck, but he can break his leg. From the chavata, so the chavata is strong enough to break a leg, but it's not strong enough to break the neck. So that's probably because the neck of a shor v'chamor is stronger than its leg. So if you had an animal,
the first lesson also
that the neck is just as strong as a leg of a shor v'chamor. It's a skinny neck. An ostrich. I don't know what it's called. It has a very skinny neck. So his neck is no stronger than the leg of a shor v'chamor, so the chayra it would kill in a boar test. So I would say, I would stick my neck out, and no pun intended, that I would stick my neck out and say that there's a nafkamina la'alacha. And you have to look this, and I looked up in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say any nafkamina la'alacha. The Shulchan Aruch.
Maybe pshat is that we know that yud tfachim is a different rishos. So maybe pshat is that all animals are used to going less than yud tfachim. They're used to hopping and jumping. And once you hit yud tfachim, there's some din of a different rishos by yud tfachim. So once you hit yud tfachim, that's not the normal way of nature. So therefore, all animals are really equal.
You're in the first shor, chamor. You understand? It says, it sounds like it's a svara. It's hard to say because it's a yud is a different rishus. It's how would Chazal know such a thing? That sounds like a din, not a svara. So
Would another nafkamina be if I push someone's animal into a boar test and it dies? So if I push someone's animal into a boar, is that other mamazik?
I don't know.
So yes, I'm chayev. I mean, if it's a svara, so if it died from push into the boar test, it didn't kill him.
That could be. That sounds right. That sounds right too. In other words, if it's an other mamazik and you push the animal into the boar test, assuming that's not boar, so you're not included in the xeris hakos of a boar. Okay, that would also be a nafkamina.
Once we're saying that there's shiurim for everything.
Boar, it's a mazik of Adam. So,
and boar.
Yeah, so according to the first lashon,
I think the words of the girl chayim.
It's a ptur by the mazik of boar. So if you pushed it in, since you're the mazik of Adam, there's no xeris hakos of the ptur. So you'd be chayiv. According to the second lashon, you'd still be potter because we know that didn't cause it. Yes, that's a good nafkamina too. I like that nafkamina.
Maybe the push considers it kedelahamus.
What?
Maybe in the second lashon, a push adds a level of a strength of a push to consider kedelahamus.
Okay. You know, there was no power in the push. I don't know. It was just a you.
Good luck pushing a shore into a board.
You
took off the cover of stepping in. I mean, I don't think taking off the cover when you step without the step there is the mazik. You
wrapped it in. I don't know. Okay, anyway, let's go for it. But there should be nafkaminas. I looked in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that all animals makes no difference. It says it befresh even a bird. It says even birds, even an oaf. If it by Misa by less than 10 is potter. So I would venture to say, assuming that the Shulchan Aruch is paskling like the first Lashon of Rashi. I mean, it's probably I assume it's not the Shulchan Rashi, probably gets it from the Rambam, maybe other places. But
couldn't that be because my level of responsibility as the person who made the boar? I'm not responsible because you have some unusual animal that's going to get killed with less.
And where that's the usual animals, in other words, in this country, everyone grows chickens. Or everyone, everyone here has cat farms. This is what the local businesses they run. They're raising minks and they're.
And
they're
cool
it would depend on the case, but there definitely could be a case where the norm is. That these animals, people have these animals, and you made a boar, and you were poshea. You should have been asking a daite that my cat, my dog, my whatever would go there. It's normal.
So the first lashon makes it like there's just a line between 10 and less, and the second lashon is farther, so therefore it's not.
Well, yeah, according to the first lashon, forget it. The first lashon is much easier. It's exeris akosim. Second lashon is very funny. That this imaginary line that by 10 it could be, and by 9 it can't be, and it doesn't vary by the size, by, you know, I mean, it just should
would
be.
Would there be in the Tata the Rech Lashirin problem if you take that?
Yes, I would hear that, but I would think that it depends on the animal, maybe by a cow.
And then you're going to start by animals, you're going to start saying, making them dunan in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Shorosh Bo Lasui, Kol Behem.
Okay, but the Tata Rech Lashirin is when you can't start making Shirin. Okay, you say, you can't start weighing, is a big cow, little cow. But if you have a little bird, I don't know. I think that's called Nesanta Berech HaNashirim. We know by birds are much more fragile, assuming.
But how fragile? You have to start making, you have to turn it into like a balancing test.
So then why don't you say that you're an elephant? Okay.
Maybe the pasuk is just talking about like animals that are, you know, used as work animals.
Domesticated farm animals?
In general, you know, 10 is just, that's the shear for these types of animals. Yeah, cats and birds, these are not like animals that people are working.
But then that would mean to say that by those animals, less than 10, it's chayv amisa. But then Shulchan Aruch Paskin is not like that. Shulchan Aruch Paskin is that by all animals, all birds, he makes a universal statement that all animals, all birds, said the Farish, even birds. He says, all he adds the words, Aif, your potter, if been Misa for less than 10. So
maybe that's a low plug. Maybe that's a low plug that came later.
We paskin Hevel or Havata? How do we paskin?
A low plug, you would have to, the Gemara would have to say, okay, you have to know. There's a Gemara somewhere. We don't make low plugs our own.
And I mean, how do we paskin about Hevel? How do we paskin about Hevel? Because in saying we paskin Hevel, then that sounds great.
Well, Hevel could also be, there's more, there's enough Hevel by test to cause Nezikin. It's just by test to cause Misa. So Pash is the same thing. If a shore, which is a big animal, can get huzak by the hevo of test, then it's mistara that an animal which has a weaker lung would be a could die from the hevo of test. The same hevo that can cause hezek to a shore could probably cause Misa.
Simply speak, 10, it's shayach, meaning short 10, it's not shayach for the hevel to kill.
But it's shayach.
Could be that, right. I'm just saying it could be that.
Cause hezek. So if 9 can cause hezek to a shore, then it probably can cause Misa to a little mouse. I don't know.
I'm just proposing as far as the steam is the halacha, it could be that the vart, as far as hevel, that there's something, as far as hevel is concerned, there's something unique to the hevel at 10 that something qualitatively is distinct which exists at 9.
Okay, I don't know if that's it.
Maybe we could say does it 10 is the minimum amount that any animal will get that will die. And from really some animals are going to be 15, some animals are going to be 20, but 10 is the minimum, and therefore Chachamim said from 10 on, if it may miss anything, then you're going to be chayav on Misa, and less than that you're not, because less than that will not be may miss anything.
Yeah, so you're in the first lashon or second lashon.
Either one.
But why would where the chazal? How do you know the chazal made such a takana? Weird. Rashi doesn't say. Rashi says the chazal made a takana. Rashi says just because kimlei.
Rashi is by sure.
Yeah. So yeah. Then you're gonna say, and then they made a takana drabbanan to everything else. I mean.
So otherwise,
why is it a takana? They just know.
Otherwise, now every animal is gonna have to be judged separately.
Okay, so maybe yes. So you have to say that they made a takana. I don't know. It doesn't.
According to your svara that you're machalikin animals, which I hear, it sounds like true. But then don't you also have to be machalik on the ground? Well, is it earth or is it bedrock or is it a little rocky?
The has a case where it's like right? Filled with sponges later, no?
Okay.
Rabbi Lubin, could it be, my camera doesn't work, but could it be that, the Torah gave a mitzvah of ma'akir by 10 tefachim and not less than that. And so therefore, because of that, you're not chay of misa less than that. And, but as far as the din of nezikin, whatever amount of nezik you cause, you're chay for it. But when it comes to misa, Torah told you 10 to 4, you have to put Makkah when you have 10, and less than that, and maybe the Misa comes because you failed to put Makkah after you build the after you made the boar.
I hear it, maybe, but the thing is, we're talking here about Misa to an animal. It's not Misa to a person. So Misa to an animal is Pashas, is also just Nezikin.
So, but maybe that's where we know, but that's because Haraya is, that since we know 10 kills, that's maybe how we know 10 kills, because less than 10, Torah did not require you to put a maker. So maybe, Torah somehow know, and that would be the first lashon. That's how we know Torah thought less than 10 is, it does not cause Misa.
Okay, I have to learn Hilchas Maka. Does it say there anywhere in the Torah that less than 10 is not chayv in a maker? Could be it's also just because of this svara that I suspect there's no pasuk that says that. It's also probably just chazal on their own svaras, and the less than 10 is not dangerous. Okay, let's go further.
What about lakula for the balabar? What if you're the cats which can survive 10 and get killed by 20?
Okay, I don't know. So that's what I'm saying. According to the first lashon is pasuk. According to the second lashon, I would think that it should be einachinam. It should be nafkaminas. The Shulchan Aruch definitely says there's no nafkaminas. Okay, let's go back there. Anyway, so the Gemara says. So now we get to our sugya that we want to get to. Hello, I'm the Sakina myself. Shenicha Rishus Ramavezigo. Okay, so let's see Rashi. I'm the Sakina myself. Shenicha Rishus Rabin. In this group, I'm Bnei Adam. Okay, let's at least let's start. We only have a few minutes. What's the obvious diukim in Rashi?
That you tripped on the thing and its people, and then you.
Yeah. So what's this? Let me hear some question. Which words don't you like?
I say Bnei Adam.
Why did he say Bnei Adam? What beforehand? What were we talking about? Rashi said Bnei Rish. The Nafal Shor. Rashi Divrei Maskil Zeh Oblin Ezekin says Beferish the Plumah Ashur, and the Pasuk Storm Ashur VeChamor. So till now when we're talking about Bor, we're talking about a Shor falling into a Bor. All of a sudden, when we introduce Am the Sakino Maso, Rashi says Nitko Vobinei Adam. Right, that's very strange. Why should it be just like a person, a shore for a boar? We don't say that the shore should have noticed it. Apparently, there are maybe sometimes that we do say the shore should notice it, but with the cases of the Torah is where the shore has an, there's a tain on you, the shore was dark, whatever. You can't excuse yourself that the shore should have seen it. If the shore should have seen it, maybe you are bothered by boar.
But isn't there a drasha like derech lefila? Like there's at some point, like it says derech lefila your chayev. So it's not derech lefila if you trip over something. It's in the field if you have to like fall. Like,
so what? Why should we take it? Right, the Gemara is saying this is
a enough al shama shore only shayech by a boar.
It's a tolda boar, so it should be the same case of boar. But pashup shay is a tolda. The tolda story is saying if an animal falls in a boar, and the tolda is if the animal trips on a rock. That's exactly the Tolda. Why in the world does Rashi change? I don't know the answer.
Rebbe, could the answer just
ask a question so you people have what to think about? So Benitka ben Bnei Adam. So the Rashi Bnei Adam is very strange. Let's do the next words. Rather the Ezekielam. What is Ezekielam? Rashi. Why did Rashi leave out those last two words? He should have said I'm the Sakino Shenikram Brishus Arabim. He should have, if it was up to me, he should have said Vinitklu Bab, period. Okay. He has the words Bnei Adam to tell us and not ashore. We have no idea whatsoever why Rashi does that. What are the last two words? The Ezekiel Lohem. What does Ezekiel Lohem even mean?
What hurt what? What broke? The person or the knife?
Why would you be chayev like on breaking the knife here? It's
the item that. I mean, you stepped on my knife and you broke it.
No, but that's not the that's
that boar.
Boar. That would be other mamazik.
So would there be a chayev misa? Would there be a chayev misa and Abba Sakino Maso?
Is
there a chayev misa and Abba Sakino Maso?
Whoa.
The Gemara says the Ezekiel. That's not even Rashi, right? I mean, it's Rashi, but we should keep in mind that it's the Gemara too.
The Gemara says Yemajah of Ezekiel, but Rashi has Ezekiel.
That could just be by Ali Vriskel, though, no?
What does Ezekiel mean?
As if Ezekiel has a post. We know that you need Asara, so by Avdo Sakino Maso, do you have the concept of Asara?
Probably. You need Asara too. Yes.
Maybe Ezekiel is supposed to mace.
So probably Lohem means to the Bnei Adam. No, that's probably how Lohem means. The
I think Rashi's coming to Bavarn again saying that they were just tripping the person and the person hurt himself when he fell on the ground. The Ezekiel Lohem from the impact of the Adam Skinam Aso.
Right. So that's what it sounds like also, I would think.
Why is it to save a Nisko? Why does it have to save a Nisko then?
That they tripped on the Avnos Akino, and then they fell on the Avnos Akino. In other words, what would happen if you tripped on the Avnos Akino, but it hurt yourself on the ground? It's not the in other words, just a little rock.
Instead of close the door.
Carcola.
Why can't he just stub his toe or step on a knife and I don't. Oh, okay. Rashi have to say Nisko? Why does Rashi have to say Nisko?
Okay, because that's okay.
That's what happens.
Question. But Rashi's learning. The case is he trips on the, and I just try to get to the end of Rashi. So the Chayra, I would agree with Rafi that the end of Rashi is coming to tell you a Chiddush. that you would have learned Pashup Shadin, Avno Sakina Maso, is a guy trips on it, you put a little banana peel, you put a little rock, the guy bumps into the rock, he falls down, but he hits his head on the ground. So Rashi is apparently learning that that would be Pater Pashtas. Right, it sounds like.
And what was the whole thing?
He says, is that what Tysus is saying? We'll have to read Tysus. It could be that's what Tysus is saying too. So it could be, if that is true, then that's very nice. And Rashi in those like one or two words is saying the whole Tysus. Okay, so.
Doesn't the Mar say the Hezekiel? So it's Lahen, I'm just, the Gemara says Ve'eziku, so Rashi is like repeating the Gemara to make a point or something? Lahem tells us more than Ve'eziku?
Yes, I think so. Ve'eziku could just mean and they got damaged. But Lahem means you're talking, if I say they damaged them, that means you're talking to somebody. Right, there is a difference. Hezekiel means they got damaged. They fell and he got damaged.
Can Hezekiel mean that they damaged?
Yeah, but
the knife damaged or the knife caused damage.
It could mean, but it's saying it's a little bit ambiguous. Hezekiel could just mean alone. Rashi adds the word lahem. So
wouldn't that be Hezekiel with a passive a verb?
Okay, I don't know. I'm not in such a big grammar, but I do think that Rashi by saying Hezekiel Lahem means we're talking about the there's a subject here, because when you're saying you're talking about what the rock did, the rock was mazik to them, so you're talking about the rock. Theoretically, you could have read the Gemara. Now maybe it should have said the Nisku. Okay, but. The Hezekiel, you could have read in the Gemara of the Hezekiel, probably there's a, you know, you could read it, that means, and they became damaged. You're right, we should have really said the Nizako. So I would say, I mean, I think that's what Rabbi is saying, that Rashi adds the word Hezekiel Lahem, is that it's right, it's clearer that we're talking about that the Hezek is being done by the Avno, because they, the Rak, were Mazik, the people, the Hezekiel Lahem, they were mazik him. I do think there's a mashmos in Rashi.
What's the halacha of a person falls into a pit?
So we have to, you have to look at Tyson.
Kaf Lamed Hey.
What's that? Look at Tyson.
Rashi's your putter, right?
For the Chavata or for the Hevel, because there's that's what Tyson.
Rashi's your putter, right?
Okay, well.
So let's say, if Rashi's your putter, then that's all Rashi's saying here, is in the Avno Mekima, so it's different than Bor.
Rashi's your putter.
No.
Why?
Darker Shabbat. Halacha before about the pig was specifically talking about an animal. This halacha Avno Mekima is coming in to tell me even human.
Why is an Evan different than a boar? Why should
it's harder than a boar? You should have known not to step in a boar. You should keep your eyes open. I'm not high because you're not
trip over a rock either. I don't know.
No, but see, like, you know, trip over a rock is more than
let's stop here. You people look so we